Brothers and sisters, so today's gospel helps us to question our time spent with God, for instance, in prayers or another community liturgy. We come every day at Mass, but do you understand what we're doing so every day? So today's gospel question your commitment, your presence every day in this place, or maybe when you are invited for any community liturgy. Today, dear friends, Jesus teaches us that the important thing about prayer and fasting is not the fact of doing them. What counts is the attitude, the love, and to whom we do it for. The Pharisees were excellent in matters of prayer and fasting. Few could blame them for their acts of piety. However, today, the Lord teaches that what is fundamental is the inner life, our interior life, what we have here inside, that is what's most important for the Lord. Perhaps the Pharisees only fasted and prayed because it was the custom, it was the law required. Perhaps they did it just to appear as holy men and holy women, and also to earn the respect in front of people, to earn respect from the audience. However, today, Jesus leaves a teaching that also shines, illuminates our life, and also caught our attention. The question for that are the following. Why do I pray, fast, or make sacrifices? Why? Is there something or someone that really moves me to perform these actions? Is there someone who moves me to perform these actions? Am I aware that the important thing is that you, the bridegroom Jesus, are with me? My dear friends, it's not longer enough to pray or fast because that is what we have been taught, because it's part of the routine of our day, or simply because others do it so. Today, Jesus asks us to live these sublime actions, act with what? With the awareness that is for Him and for the love of Him that we perform them. Then Jesus will change in us the experience of prayer and sacrifice if we do it for Him and with Him. He will show us how a different life is when we live with Him and also for Him. There are many opportunities that day after day, Jesus allows us to deposit the wine of our life in the new wineskins. That is, in action that are worthwhile because they are consciously carried out of love. Carried out of love. And today again, this opportunity on this Saturday, on this Friday, the beginning of this weekend, God again will give you many opportunities where you're going to deposit exactly the wine that you need to make your life more fruitful, but always connected with God. Another thing maybe also I can add today in this reflection, sometimes we are struggling in life with issues. We say, I want to put out of my life, let's say, my tendency to lie too much. Or some people also are struggling with pornography and masturbation because of what we hear so much now in the world. And you want to take away all this attitude, all this bad manner. Also, the gospel show you the way. You cannot bring a new attitude and put them in the old wine skins. The new wine need also new wine skins. That means you need to get rid of your bad manners. For instance, if you tend to see this content from your cell phone, one example, call your cell phone provider and tell them to restrain in your phone any kind of contents. This is a way how now you prepare the new wine, that means the new grace of God, to reach out in the new wineskins. Calling, sacrificing yourself, making the most hard, taking away all these means, tools that lead you to fall down in the same bad attitude. New wine, new wineskins. That makes sense? That makes sense? So my dear friends, let us continue to ask God, grant us to always live with you, so that we can always say that life with you is the best that we can live. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and the hour of our death. Amen. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.